New year, new kitchen. Kitchen Tune-Up has 5 ways to help you love your kitchen again. Call 810-488-9778 to schedule a safe, free consultation or visit kitchentuneup.com.
All right. Hey, it's 9:40 on this Friday morning. Some very good news yesterday out of Washington. President Biden announced that there will be more vaccine released and more opportunities for people to get vaccinated against COVID-19. Joining us right now, ABC News correspondent Elizabeth Schulze to tell us more. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Hey, good morning. Good to be with you.
Yeah, I appreciate your time this morning. This is good news, isn't it?
It is. So President Biden announced the administration had finalized deals with both Pfizer and Moderna to get an additional 200 million doses of their coronavirus vaccines. And this basically increases the existing supply by 50%. It means the total number of available vaccines will be 600 million, which is enough to, of course, vaccinate 300 million Americans since everyone gets 2 shots. And Biden says this fulfills his promise of getting vaccines to everyone who wants them, essentially by the end of the summer is the goal here.
Yeah, that's fantastic news. He also reminded us we're not out of the woods yet. Got to continue to wear masks and socially distance for the foreseeable future until we get more vaccine out there.
That's absolutely right. And Biden was very cautious about the logistical challenges that are ahead. You know, we've seen how difficult it actually is to get these vaccines out to the states and to the places where people can get the shots. And he was cautious about that fact that this is going to take some time still. And in the meantime, he implored Americans to wear their masks and to do their part. You know, Biden was emotional when he was talking about the fact that January was the deadliest month of the virus yet. More than 100,000 Americans have died just since the start of the year, he said. And so he said it's really incumbent on everyone to do their part until we get this vaccine process essentially through and until we can, you know, move on. And in the meantime, we've got to do what's right here, he said.
I thought it was interesting. He was also critical of the Trump administration, and you know, the new president hasn't spent a lot of time talking about the old president, but he did a bit yesterday, didn't he?
He did, and this was some of the harshest comments we've seen about former President Trump, especially as far as the pandemic response. We heard him say that, to be blunt, President Trump just did not do his job in getting the massive challenge of vaccinating hundreds of millions of Americans. He didn't order enough vaccines, and he didn't mobilize people enough. So he was putting some of the blame on the Trump administration here. You know, we've seen an effort from the Biden team to really ramp up the federal effort, you know, opening federal vaccine centers, trying to provide more guidance for the states on the process. And a big part of this still is the funding. You know, we know that President Biden is meeting with governors and mayors today to talk about the funding that they need to actually roll out the vaccines and to get this distribution moving more quickly. So that's something that he is very squarely focused on. But he did call President Trump's or former President Trump's response a big mess.
Any indication as to how soon we'll see more of this vaccine arrive in states, when we can see more people getting vaccinated?
Yeah, so what we do know is that both Pfizer and Moderna confirmed that some of the doses that were going to be available at the end of June will now be available at the end of May, 100 million doses total from both of them. So that is a faster timeline, President Biden said. A month faster means it's a month in which lives will be saved. Obviously, this is going to be in a stage-by-stage effect, and that was also something that Biden emphasized. You know, this isn't all coming down at one time and simultaneously everyone gets vaccinated. So in addition to actually getting the doses, there is the key challenge of the distribution, which will happen in a phase-by-phase. So.
All right. We shall see. Elizabeth, appreciate your reporting. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks so much.
Take care. Bye-bye.